and deal with how you managed to land the project for Habitat. That started out, as you said, through an investigation of the idea of housing in an urban area, site unspecified. Was it luck, good management? Did you have a wonderful agent? How did you manage to get Habitat going?
I went off to Philadelphia to work for Kahn, and then while I was working there, Sandy Van Ginkle, who had been my teacher at McGill, called me one day and said, there's going to be a World's Fair in Montreal. Will you come and work on the master plan? And I said, sure I will, but one of the things I'd like to do is continue exploring this idea of housing and perhaps even explore it as a possible exhibition at Expo. And he said, why not? And I came back to Montreal and worked on the plan, and I'd work on the master plan during the day and drew up Habitat at night. And at that point, the whole management of Expo was changed. There was a political upheaval. A whole new set of management came with Ed Churchill and Bob Shaw and Dupuis. And we had to brief them as to what we'd done. And we showed them the master plan. And then on Cité du Havre was this object. And they said, what was that? And I said, well, that was a living community as a central exhibition for Expo. And they said, how much would it cost? And I said, I really don't know. We need $250,000 to do a feasibility study. And they gave us the funds. And a month and a half later, we had more detailed drawings and engineering drawings and cost estimates. And they were getting increasingly excited about it. And it tied in with the whole theme of Expo, which was not a tower, but really create things.
Which is what Drapeau wanted. Was
Drapeau wanted his
a new Eiffel Tower, didn't
That's
he?
Right. Yeah. And he pushed for that. And once that was presented, the board of Expo loved it and said, well, the next step is to present it to cabinet. And we went to Ottawa, presented to cabinet. It got cut to a fifth of its original size. And one day, Ed Churchill called me in, and he said, Moshe, you're fired. And I looked at him, and he said, you're fired. It's just been approved. Go set up your own office. We're not going to do it here.
Get off the master plan. Do your
master plan. Get off the master plan, and you're no longer a civil servant. Go open an office and get it built.